Day 45. Beauty as awakening. Flowers, crystals, and birds as portals to spirit. Imagine it. Earth, long before selfies or skyscrapers, welcome its very first flower. One soft petal unfolds to the morning sun, and in that quiet, colorful moment, the planet evolves. For eons, the world had been covered in plants, but this was different. This was beauty for no reason. The first flower probably didn't last long, and for a while. Flowers remained a rare surprise, like nature whispering, "There's more to come." And then one day, boom, an explosion of color, scent, and grace spread across the earth. If someone had been there to witness it, it would have felt like heaven saying hello. Much later, humans showed up and got the message. We didn't need flowers to eat, build, or survive, but we couldn't stop looking at them. Why? Because when we admire a flower, we're actually brushing up against something sacred in ourselves. It reminds us, even if just for a second, that we're more than our jobs, our thoughts, or our to-do lists. That first little gasp of beauty was a major milestone in the evolution of human consciousness. It planted the seed of love, wonder, and joy. Flowers are more than just pretty. They're spiritual hero in disguise. Their delicate forms, sweet scents, and short lives point us to the formless. They're plants' version of enlightenment, messengers from a realm beyond matter. This isn't just poetic fluff. It's how humans started noticing there was more to life than the material grind. And this kind of leap, this transformation from dense to light, has happened all over nature. Rocks become crystals. Carbon becomes diamonds. Reptiles grow wings and become birds. These aren't just upgrades. They're quantum jumps, bypassing better crawling to fly instead. No wonder we've always been captivated by flowers, gems, and birds. They carry a spiritual lightness. They remind us that it's possible to transcend heaviness both physically and spiritually. Humans, though, usually only see the surface. We're trained to recognize shapes, labels, functions, but not essence. That's why a flower can feel like a miracle, even to someone who hasn't meditated a day in their life. Flowers, crystals, birds, and babies, they all have one thing in common. Their forms are light enough, ethereal enough, that you can glimpse the divine through them, and that glimpse matters. If you look at a flower without naming it, analyzing it, or turning it into a selfie backdrop, it opens a window. A little space appears inside you, stillness, presence. You feel it. That's the formless peeking through the form, that spirit winking at you. And that's why these enlightened life forms have played such a big role in the human story. They've been quietly preparing us for something bigger. A planetary shift in consciousness. That shift is starting now, and just like the first flower, it may begin small and quiet, but it's the beginning of something beautiful.